Hello, yes, good evening. My name is Tony, calling from Opinion Research. On behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers, and would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. I can speak with Zachary Crowley, please. Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, what's up?
Okay, sir, and to start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
12.
Okay. All right, sir, and what is your primary branch of the trade? Bricklayer, mason helper or finisher, plasterer, marble mason, PCC restoration, tile setter, tile or marble finisher, refractory bricklayer, cement mason.
I'm a bricklayer. Bricklayers do everything. They do stone, they do block. So technically a mason, so they do everything.
Okay, so be consider a bricklayer, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, sir, and on the last job that you worked on, were you a foreman, a journey, a label mechanic, an apprentice, a finisher, or helper, or improver?
I'm an apprentice.
Okay. All right, sir, and yes or no, are you currently working at that trade?
Yep.
Okay. All right, sir, and approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed? That is, you know, unable to find work when you wanted to work over the last 12 months in your craft, if any?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, and yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors or over the past year?
Absolutely not.
So, yes?
No.
Oh, no, okay. All right, sir, and then yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
Okay. All right, and thinking about, you know, what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are, you know, more construction works, projects, fewer construction projects, or about the same number as there were, you know, this time last year?
Well, that's probably about the same, if not more.
Okay, so all right. All right, sir, and do you get the sense that there are more union construction projects, fewer union construction projects, or about the same
more
number as they were more? Okay.
I would say more, yeah.
All right. And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are, you know, there are enough union craft workers to perform, you know, to work on the union projects in your community, yes or no?
I would say we need more union workers, to be honest. There's so much work, there ain't enough people.
Okay, so yes, there's a lot, there's union workers, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of them, but we need more of them.
Okay, and yes or no, thinking about all the jobs, you know, in which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
A what?
A steward?
Not that I knew.
Okay, so no, right? Okay. All right, sir, and yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward, you know, by the union?
No.
All right. All right, sir, thinking about the last job in which you worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily through the state or local government, through the federal government, or privately, or do you not know?
I'm not sure. I'm not the owner, so I don't know.
Okay. All right, sir, and thinking more generally about the economy and jobs, in the coming 12 months, you know, do you think that there will be more unemployment than now, about the same, or less unemployment than now?
In my trade, probably less. There's plenty of work.
Less. Okay, less than unemployment. Okay, now looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that, you know, in the next 2 or 3 years, it will get better, get worse, or stay about the same?
Well, it just all depends on how the economy, if we go to war with Russia or what the fuck's going on. But I'd say hopefully it stays steady. I'm not sure, though.
So you hope it stay about the same or get better?
I hope it gets better. Okay. I mean, the economy really isn't that good.
Okay, so we'll get better. All right, sir, and switching gears a bit, thinking about your work, you know, on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Would you say it would be dust and air quality, COVID-19, fall risk, falling objects, heat or cold, language problems, careless people on the job, unsafe power tools, or no real safety concerns for you?
I'd say no real safety concerns for me, anyways.
Oh, okay. All right, sir. In yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
Yes, I don't think much.
Would that be yes in person or yes online?
In person.
In person. All right. Thank you. All right, sir. And for each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in any, you know, in the activity in the past 12 months. Picketing, would you say yes or no?
Picketing?
Yes.
What's that mean?
I do not have no idea, sir. It's something to do with, you know, with political issues, you know, and they call it picketing.
I'd say no, I don't know what it means.
Okay, we'll put on. Okay, what about political canvassing?
No.
Okay, union organizing.
Sure.
Okay. All right, sir, in the last 12 months, how often did your local representative visit a project that you worked on? Would you say regularly, occasionally, or never?
Regularly.
Okay, regularly. All right, and okay, changing the subject to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from, you know, from the one you mostly like to get your news from, to the one that you're least likely to get your news from, okay? The first one would be the internet or social media, friends and neighbors, cable news, radio, print or
Let's
online
say internet.
Newspapers. Okay,
internet.
The first one would be internet. Which one would be your second choice? Friends and neighbors,
news.
Cable news.
News,
okay.
Cable news.
Cable news, radio, print or online newspapers. Local TV news programming.
Local TV news.
And, okay, so out of the other ones, friends and neighbors, radio, or print online newspapers?
Probably friends and neighbors.
Friends and neighbors, and you
and
have radio and print.
Why.
Okay, so radio be the next one?
Yeah.
And then print... print and
nobody reads
newspaper,
the newspaper
right?
anymore. Yeah, nobody reads
okay.
that shit no more.
All right. All right, thank you, sir. All right, sir, and which of the following issues matters most to you right now? Support the labor unions, foreign policy, the environment, jobs in the economy, education, healthcare, immigration,
support
or something else?
Support the union.
Support the
union. Yep.
Unions. All right. All right, sir. And, as you may know, you know, back BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
No.
Okay. All right, sir. As you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment, you know, of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is very important, somewhat important, not so important, or not at all important that the federal elected officials support it?
Oh, I think it's important. You know, when you're working on a federal job, they pay you decent.
Okay. All right, sir. Generally speaking, do you believe the Democratic Party or the Republican Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protection of the Davis-Bacon Act?
I would say probably the Republican Party. No, fuck that.
Or the Republican Party. Okay, Republican. We go with Republican. All right, sir. As you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as UAW, are currently on a strike against Ford, GM, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute, the United Auto Workers or GM, Ford, and Stellantis?
The auto workers.
Would that be much more or just someone more?
I'll say someone more.
Someone more, all right. All right, sir, and please indicate if you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. His job as a president overall, would you strongly approve, somewhat approve, disapprove somewhat, or disapprove strongly?
Disapprove strongly, the piece of shit.
Okay, what about the economy?
Just fucking ruin that, too.
Okay, would that be strongly or just somewhat?
Strongly. I don't like Joe Biden.
Okay.
Fuck this whole...
Okay. Healthcare.
Healthcare. I don't know. The way I see it, everything with Joe Biden will be strongly disagree because look at all the money sending to Ukraine and all the taxpayer dollars just like you. You're paying taxes and all your money's going to Ukraine. So what do you think?
Okay. What about immigration? Do you think he's done a good job or not?
Horrible.
Disapprove strong?
I disapprove. He just leaves the border.
What about foreign affairs?
Horrible.
Support for labor unions.
I can't say much on that one. I'm not sure, but I just know I don't care for him.
Okay. All right, sir. We'll go to that. All right, sir, and we almost finished with this survey. I only have a little bit more to go, and we should be done. I really thank you for your time, okay? And do you approve or disapprove the way Congress is handling its job?
Sort of. I'd say mediocre.
Somewhat approve or just somewhat disapprove?
Somewhat.
Okay. And, okay, are you registered to vote, sir?
Yep.
Okay. All right, sir, I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president and other office in November 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you think you will vote?
I will.
Okay. All right, sir, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
I'd go Donald Trump.
Donald Trump. All right, sir. Thank you. And yes or no, do you find useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement, security, and safety? Would you say yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. All right, sir. And turning back to back BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Would you say excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Excellent.
Excellent, okay. All right, and how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Excellent.
Okay. All right, sir, and in your own words, okay, how could the union best improve its representation and service?
I'd say higher wages.
Okay. Higher wages.
Higher,
right?
Wages. Yep.
Okay.
I mean, we make 50
fucking fun of it, but still. And higher wages, and what else would you say?
I would say higher wages. You know, try to get more people in the union.
Okay. In the union. All right. Okay,
sir.
And what would you? No. What do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and next? You know, what is the most important thing the union should be working on?
Wages.
Wages. Okay, wages and what else?
Get more people in.
Okay.
Make the union strong again.
Okay. Wages. Wages and get more people in, right?
Yep.
And get more people in.
Yep.
More people in. Okay. In. People in. All right. All right, sir. And what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Would that be union meetings, email, mail, job site, or text, like SMS?
Union meetings.
Union meetings, okay. All right, sir, and how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC, BAC?
Every month.
Or more times a year? A couple times a year, once a year, or never?
12 times a year.
4 times a year. Okay. All right, sir, and just for qualification. Yes. And now I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or what?
Republican.
Okay. All right, sir, and would you call yourself a strong Republican or not a very strong Republican?
Strong.
Strong, okay. All right, sir, and just to make sure that we have a representative sample, what is your race?
White.
Okay. All right, sir, and finally, strictly for verification purposes, but my supervisor, can I just have your first name?
Zach.
Okay, Zach, this concludes our survey. I really thank you for your time and your participation on this survey. Okay, you have a great evening, sir. Appreciate your help. Bye-bye.
Yep. Bye.
All right, thank you.